It's March 12th, 2010. Hello and welcome to MediaShift 4-Minute Roundup, or 4MR, where I condense new media news for you in 4 minutes each week. My name is Mark Glazer. I'm executive editor of PBS MediaShift, covering the intersection of media and technology. 4MR is brought to you by the Knight Digital Media Center, providing a spectrum of training for the 21st century journalist. Find out more at knightdigitalmediacenter.org. It's also brought to you by GoDaddy, helping you set up your own website in a snap with domain name registration, web hosting, and 24/7 support. Visit GoDaddy.com/MediaShift to learn more. Now, here's the news. As the South by Southwest Conference begins in Austin, Texas, everyone wants to know what's going to be the next big thing. In 2007, it was Twitter that became a phenomenon at South by Southwest. And this year, the buzz is around geolocation services such as Foursquare and GoWalla. These services let you check in your location wherever you go on your mobile phone. And Foursquare has gaming elements where you can win badges or become the mayor of a favorite restaurant if you check in there the most. As for the business potential, local bars or eateries can offer up special deals based on where you check in the most. Foursquare has been especially active in making media deals with a New York Times location guide to the Winter Olympics and Bravo TV Network running ads and a contest. But there are two major issues for these services: the entrance of bigger players like Google, Facebook, and Twitter, and the privacy concerns among people who might not want to broadcast their location. In the competitive arena, Twitter recently turned on locations tied to each tweet. So if I were to tweet from my son's baseball game, for example, someone would be able to click on an icon on that tweet and see a Google map showing my location. It might be useful for a close circle of friends, but also useful for stalkers or other malcontents. While TechCrunch's MG Ziegler called location services this year's Twitter at South by Southwest, there have also been some bumps in getting everyone to try them out. One service called Vicariously promised to aggregate all check-ins across various location services all on one Google map of Austin. But the problem was that the services don't work well together. Marshall Kirkpatrick of ReadWriteWeb wonders if there are already too many startups in the location space, with an estimated 25 announcements coming at South by Southwest alone. He wrote, "You've got to wonder if and when location will jump the shark and what consumer exhaustion for it might mean for the long-term prospects of the market." End quote. Now it's time for Just One Question. I talked with Greg Sterling, editor at Search Engine Land and a consultant and analyst at Sterling Market Intelligence. I asked Sterling if he thought geolocation services could become popular outside of the tech crowd.
If there are more people using these, then by virtue of that crowd, that critical mass, you'll get others sort of showing up because their friends are doing it. Natural affinity between mobile devices and location. Obviously, you have one on your person and you're physically planted at a place in the real world. And to the extent that you want to share that information with people, it just makes a lot of sense.
Now for this week's poll at MediaShift. The question is, what do you think about geolocation services such as Foursquare? Our last poll question was, how will you experience the Oscars? 53% said they were ignoring it altogether. 19% said they were watching TV only. 14% said they would watch TV and go online at the same time. And 3% said they're going to an Oscar party. Be sure to keep up to date with all the news, polls, and events over at PBS MediaShift at pbs.org/MediaShift and our sister blog, IdeaLab, at pbs.org/IdeaLab. Thanks to PBS and the Knight Foundation for making this podcast possible, and to podcast sponsors Knight Digital Media Center and GoDaddy. Until next time, remember, if you're a media consumer, media mixer, or media maker, shift happens.